This is Keith Kelly, voice of the Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday with Duke and Dal on the SBI Radio Network.
It's 8:24 this morning, live on Swift 98 and the Spur with First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Find them online at gofirstbank.com and upgrade your online and mobile banking experience. You can learn how to upgrade at gofirstbank.com or stop by your local branches in Alpine, Afton, Kemmer, and Mountain View. Division of Glacier Bank, First Bank of Wyoming. Appreciate Keith Kelly for the introduction to Sports Friday. And Dal, we hope to hear this name announced on the Spur during Cowboy football games by Keith himself. And joining us in studio, the commit as of this week, Big Country Cooper Lawson going to the Cowboys. And he's with us today. Country, good morning. How are you, man?
I'm doing good. Thank you guys for having me out.
Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. And Cooper, more news coming out just this morning. The Wyoming Gatorade Football Player of the Year. You get to add that to your mantle. I assume there's some hardware. When did you find out about this, and how does that all work?
Yeah, I actually just found out this morning. They texted me and emailed me, but someone usually nominates you from either opposing team or off your own staff. And then they send you out an email and ask you to fill out a bunch of forms with references and stuff like that. So I got it filled out and sent it back, and they just told me this morning that I won. So
you're the first football player from Star Valley to win the Gatorade Award. We've had other athletes from other sports do it. First one is a football player. Has that sunk in? I mean, what you think of Coach Young talks all the time on the Giants of on the history of Giants and building the program on what Star Valley football's been. Never has anyone won the award that you just won. What is that like?
Yeah, it's definitely pretty sweet. It's kind of surreal right now. I haven't really fully felt the effect, I guess. But when I found out, I was definitely pretty excited. My family's pretty excited. But, just all around happy.
And to do it as a lineman.
Yeah.
The unsung lineman.
Right? Yeah. Definitely.
I say, speaking of which, we've got Coach Tripodi on with us, the offensive line coach for the Wyoming Cowboys. Coach Tripodi, talk to us about maybe how this recruiting process went with Cooper and some of the things that you saw from him that you guys talked about.
Well, we've been, first of all, Coop, congratulations on the Gatorade Player of the Year. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
And a heck of an achievement. And Coach Moore has done a phenomenal job recruiting the state of Wyoming and Cooper. And so we had watched Cooper a couple years ago on video, because now we have all this video, and he came to our camp and he's been on campus and everything. And just it's been really exciting to see him grow, not only as a football player, but as a young man. So certainly excited about, Cooper's future here.
You know, Coach, you talk about looking for athletes, student athletes specifically like Cooper, and coming in as a freshman, what type of impact or what do you hope to see out of them maybe those first few months on campus, and in Cooper's case over the summer heading into the fall? What are those expectations like?
Well, the expectation, just what for Cooper, it should be easy, just what he's always done. He's an extremely hard worker, and that's what you like to see when on any freshman coming in, just – you know, the willingness to work hard, keep their head down, and you know, there's a lot of learning that they have to do when they first get into a college football program. And, you know, typically those guys with the stable background and the characteristics that Cooper has, you know, those guys go a long way, not only in football, but in, you know, as a student and in life.
Coach, maybe tell us some of the things that maybe that are going to be really different, though, in terms of making that step up from the high school level to an FBS program like Wyoming, and the expectation level as far as what are some of the weight expectations and in terms of the development that Cooper should expect.
Well, the first thing that's going to be eye opening is like the speed of and the tempo of which that we just work out with. You know, when you go from high school to college, that's the thing that, like, and these guys get there, you know, earlier than I, you know, I played a long time ago, but when these guys get there, it's like a 2-hour workout in high school might take 45 minutes in college. And it's just the way that you go about you know, moving around the weight room, moving around the indoor facility and the speed training with Coach Donoval. And then when you get to your first practices, you figure out pretty quickly that, you know, it's a different deal because, you know, everybody in high school is kind of the top of their program. And then you kind of start over when you're a senior in high school. When you get to college, like, the speed, especially for offensive linemen, the size and strength of the game is the biggest thing. Things happen so much faster, and you know, the strength is very noticeable pretty quickly. And then as far as the weight, you know, Cooper's been steadily gaining weight, and I would expect, you know, Cooper to be, you know, in the we're not going to ask him to be 300 pounds right away, but, you know, probably by the end of the first year, spring ball, I think that's where he could expect to be.
That's Coach Joe Tripodi, offensive line coach for the University of Wyoming Cowboys football program. Cooper Lawson also joining us in studio, committing this week to go play for the Cowboys. All right, Cooper, I know that you looked at a few other schools looked at you. I get the impression, though, that you've been wanting to be a Cowboy for a while. Why did you pick the Wyoming Cowboys as your school?
Yeah, like you said, ever since I've been a little kid, I just dreamed of playing for Wyoming because that's where I'm from. But just like the strength and speed program that was top of the notch. I mean, you're not going to find any better anywhere else in the country. I think they just got as good as everybody else. But also the academics and seeing friends there, because a lot of people from Star Valley go out there. So just being, you know, used to all those people, and they got good academics and good recovery for after sports. But yeah, I also really love the coaches. Coach Moore, Coach Tripodi, Coach Savell, they've all been super kind to me, and on my visit, they take really good care of you, so it was a pretty easy decision from there.
Cooper, did you have a chance to talk to, I mean, obviously you talked to some of their kids and guys that were recruited on your official visit and things like that. Did you have a chance to talk to any of the current players and linemen and maybe get a couple of insights from them in terms of the transition that you're going to have to go through?
Yeah, so my host for my visit was Tegan Seeds. He played up at Douglas a few years ago. I actually played against him when I was a sophomore. So, yeah, I got to meet a few of the players out there after the game. So it was pretty cool to see all my future teammates. And one thing Tegan told me was make sure you show up in shape because you do a lot of conditioning. So make sure I get that done.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations again, Cooper, on the commitment. I mean, and Dal can attest to this. He's covered high school sports for quite a few years, and I don't mean that detrimentally now by any means, but I mean, for a Wyoming high school athlete to go to college is a cool thing. To go D1 is quite rare, right? And so what was it like for you to fulfill that dream? I mean, the moment you signed the paper and it all happened, what was that moment like?
Yeah, it was definitely like dream come true moment. I mean, my first ever dream was to play D1 football, and then when I found out about the Wyoming Cowboys when I was little, I wanted to play for them. But yeah, just all through middle school, all through high school, it's been my dream to play D1, and the moment I got my first D1 offer and then the moment I got my Wyoming offer, I mean, like, it was definitely pretty surreal moment. Still probably feeling the effects of letting it sink in, but yeah, it definitely feels sweet being able to represent this school at another level. I'll definitely take that to heart and do my best.
Just want to ask one more question with Coach Tripodi while we had him on. Coach Tripodi, in terms of scholarship athletes and offensive linemen, what's a typical complement of offensive linemen, or at least what the Cowboys are trying to do in terms of their program?
You know, we just guys that love football, number one. Like, guys that need football, love football. And, you know, really just have that drive to compete and improve and push each other and push the program forward. That's where it all starts.
A coach we've talked with, we kind of alluded to this with Cooper as well, but they still are student athletes, right? I mean, it's a different level and a whole different scope of everything, but in the end, they're still student athletes. Speak to that a little and how the university works with these athletes to help them further along their education and with students like Cooper.
Well, I think you hit it on the head, student athlete, right? Like, that's the number one thing is getting your degree, and that's one of our overall missions here. You know, from Coach Sauvel down, to get these guys need to get their degrees, and they will. They have a lot of support. You know, we have a academic support staff that works with our players. And then, you know, young men that have their, you always say, like, when you have your schooling, your studies, your off the field stuff in line, it's a lot easier to, the stuff on the field takes care of itself, right? Because all the, you know, guys love football and everything, but, you know, if you don't have the stuff off the field in line, then, you know, there's a lot more stressors that come with that. There's a lot of stressors in college anyway, for all of us. But when you have your academics in order and stuff off the field in order, we stress that a lot, then the workout stuff and the football really kind of falls into place.
So, Cooper, academically speaking, what do you plan to focus on in Laramie?
Yeah, so I've thought about a few things. I thought about going into sports management and then becoming a coach, hopefully on a college team, and work my way up from there. But I also thought about, like, physical therapy or something and become a trainer for a team or physical therapist, just to stay involved with sports after high school and college would be nice.
Absolutely. Cooper, Big Country Lawson in studio this morning, heading to the University of Wyoming as the Gatorade Football Player of the Year for the state of Wyoming, and Coach Joe Tripodi, offensive line coach for the UW Cowboys, joining us as well. Coach, thank you so much for your time. Cooper, thank you. Congratulations. You finally got your fire truck ride this week. Three of those, gosh dang it. And had your assembly this week as well. And as you've had a chance to now reflect on high school football, now that it's over, any final comments maybe on what it was like to play football for the Star Valley Braves?
Yeah, it was sweet. I mean, these kids I've grown up with since I was in the first grade, and the whole team since I've been in middle school. I'm definitely going to miss them, and I appreciate everything that them and Coach Young and his staff have given me over these years, just teaching me to be a better man and look towards the future with high expectations. But, yeah, I love those guys. It's been a blessing to play with them, and I wouldn't change it for the world. So,
Big Country, Cooper Lawson, and off to Laramie at the end of the high school year. Cooper, of course, what do you have coming up immediately? What are you going to do for the rest of high school?
Yeah, so basketball just started, so I'll go through basketball season, and then after that, I think I'll probably do track, and then after track, it's hopefully the Shrine Bowl, and then right after the Shrine Bowl, it's off to Laramie.
So. Go time, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Congrats, Cooper. Thanks for your time today.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Coach Tripodi, thank you as well so much for your time, and appreciate it. We'll hope to see good things out of this kid.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SVI Radio Network.